Okay, just to review the case on Nun Gibal Ahmed Beis, we'll have to go back and clean some things up. But just to review the case, Nun Gibal Ahmed Beis, the case, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shorva Adam Shadachafu Labor. So Rashi says, Shorva Adam Shadachafu, Shadachafu Davarachad. So Davarachad Labor. So a Shor and an Adam, together, they knock something into the boar. Right? So now you have three variables, the boar, the Adam, and the Shor. Venimso Shloshason Shusvin Benezek, Hashorva Barva Adam. So now all three of them are Meshutaf and Nezek. So let's say if it's a person, they knock in there, right? It could be a person or it could be a kli or something. So if it's a person, le'inyan nezakin kulin chayavin, or if it's just straight nezek, le'inyan nezakin, like if it's a kli or something, they just split it, right? But if it's an adam, if it's a person, le'inyan nezakin, meaning like the nezek by an adam, by you know, he breaks his leg or something and he can't, you know, he's worth less from a guf perspective. So in that case, the Gemara says, le'inyan nezakin kulin chayavin. With as far as nezek goes, oh good, he's here. As far as nezek goes, they're all chayav, right? Everybody's chayav. As far as arba devarim go, udumei vlados, adam chayav v'shor bor poter. Le'inyan like chavala, of course the shor and the bor aren't going to be chayav. It all falls on the guy who did the dechifa. So Rashi says the inyan nezakin kagon im dechafu sham adam v'huzik meshalvan ben kulin pachas damov dechulin chayavim benizke adam dehakayim alon legabe bor shor velo adam. So they hold by bor we hold, right? We hold shor velo adam. When we say shor velo adam, the boar isn't chayev on nizke adam, but cut l'kaim alone. That's talking about where you have misa. Kagon inafal l'socho eved umes aval benezakin chayev. So you see, there is nezek by a boar. So that, I mean, we know that. But the point is that when we say that the boar isn't chayev by Adam, only by Shor, that's where you know you have Misa. But by Nezek, for sure you are. And over here, so here you have a case where the guy was injured, but he didn't die. So there in that case, if you're talking about the Nezek, they split it. If you're talking about the Chavala, the Katala, if you're talking about actual Nezek, so there the Chavala, only the Adam is Chayev. So the reason we're here is for the Arba Devarim. So the Arba Devarim, Rashi says, Shehen Levad Mi Nezek. Right? So the Arba Devarim, besides the Nezek. Right? The Arba Devarim besides the Nezek. So in that case, the Adam himself is Chayev. And not the Boar and not the Shor. Now it's interesting. Now does that mean Rashi holds Arba Devarim Shehen Levad Mi Nezek, meaning Rashi holds that we're also talking about Boshes? Does Rashi hold we're also talking about Boshes here? I guess so. So Rashi would have to hold that this is talking about a case. Well, I guess we'll do that in a second. All right. So in that case, Adam should dechafu chayev. Aval ashor v'abor paturim. Dekayim alon ish ba miso v'lo shor ba miso. So that only a person can be chayev in chavala, right? So now we're at a point. Okay. So now let's go to Tosfos. All right. So the case is you have a person and a behemoth who knock a guy into a boar. All right, so the Gemara says that the boar, that if the person, if you're talking about injury, everybody divides it up, right? If you're talking about nezek, it's a three-way division. Everybody gets a piece of that because there are three people that made a mistake. You have the bala boar who made a boar and it's just a rabbi. You have the guy who wasn't shomer shor, and you have adam amazek. They split up the nezek. But legabe chavala, there's only one choval here. Right, the guy who pushed. So the chovel has to pay. So Tosa says, Shorva Adam.
The case is someone else puts someone else in the
same case as last time. No, you pushed a guy. We're doing your question. We're doing your question of why is this a new Maisa? Your question on the Tosa's Rabbeinu Peretz we're going to start with. Okay. So Tosa says, Shorva Adam shedachafu labor. He says, Velo shedachaf Adam bakavana. It can't be a case where the person pushes with kavana like before he does it. Right? Why? De'im kein balabor my mechayev. Because if you pushed with, if the guy said, I'm going to push you into a hole, and he pushed him the same time the shore knocked into him and you fell into a bore, in that case, you would never say the balabor is chayev on the nezek. You would never split it up. Da'atu im yasim adam talisu shel chavero be'esh shel chavero v'chi is chayev bala'esh? Because would you ever say when someone takes someone else's talus, an eish here is basically the analogous to a boar. If I take your talus and I put it in the eish that you weren't shomer, you weren't shomer eish. I come and take someone's talus and I put it in there. We'd never say, and that's obviously b'kavana. I do it, you know, on purpose, intentionally. I'd never say, okay, we're going to split it, me and the bala eish. No. I'm chayv the whole thing, right? So Tosa says, therefore, you can't say this is a case of kavana beforehand, that I'm going to push you in the boar. Because if it were, there'd never be the thing of we're going to split the nezek a couple different ways. V'im tomer ishaloba kavana, amay is chayev b'boshes. But if you'll say, okay, you're saying it's not with kavana, so then how are you chayev in boshes? We see that it's arba devarim levad min nezek, except besides the nezek, it's arba devarim, which includes boshes. So clearly the case is you're chayev in boshes. So if you're chayev and boshes, you need kavana. But you can't have kavana, because if you had kavana, you would pater the balabor. So it can't be, so it has to be kavana but not kavana. So how is it kavana but not kavana? So Tosa says, v'yesh lomer kagon sheyada ha'adam b'shas nefilas chavero v'chashev b'kavana midi dehavi anis havich b'sof perek beis the end of perek beis of Bava Kama that we had of Nafal Mirosh Hagag. So he says it's chashev kavana. We consider this kavana just like midei dehavi anis hapech b'sof perek beis. The midei dehave is the case of nefila mirosh hagag v'nis hapech ba'avir.
He made a conscious decision there to turn his body.
Yes. Yeah.
While he was pushing.
You push him and
accidentally.
You push him accidentally, but b'shas nefila, you become aware. Okay? Now, this is what Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz was talking about. What do you mean you become aware? How is this kavana? Tosus is saying it's kavana when you push a guy into a boar. It's kavana, but it's not. It's not enough kavana to be pater the bala boar from nezek because you didn't intend. It's not an intention. You didn't intend to knock him into the boar. But while he was falling into the boar, you're pretty happy about it. You were aware of it at least. You knew of it. So what does it mean? Where does the kavana part come? What does yediyah have to do with kavana? This was the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. And the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asked the question, where's the kavana here? And he says, Yesh Lomar. He says, Venira. Lechein Nira. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is trying to clarify the Shita of Tosfos. He says, De Mairi, De Acher Shehitzchil Lifel, Shuv Da Chafu Ha'odam B'Kavana. Bahadi the Nafal Bebera. So after the guy begins to fall, at that point, he shuv the chafu adam. He pushes him a little more. He sees him falling in. It's already done. It's a done deal. The guy's falling in. But he gives him an extra shove. Vahash the machayev beboshes, af agav the betchilas hanefila, the chafu shaloba kavana. Mide de havian is hapech. He says, just like the nishapech case now. He says, what happens? He starts to fall and you give him another shove. You didn't shove him from before. If you shoved him b'kavana from before, the balabor would be potter. That's like intention. That's you potter the balabor. You take over the case. But here, everybody makes a little bit of a mistake. But during your mistake, you are kind of like nishapech ba'aver. You decide you're going to give this guy the chifa yisera. Okay. Now, last time, guy said, listen. His point was, this basically, you did a new Maisa. You started to push him, but at the point that you decide that you know, you decide you really want him to go in there, we consider that your Maisa Chavala, right? That was your point. You felt like Tosfos Bein Aparetz was saying.
I was just trying to say that it's hard to redefine an original Maisa from.
Fair. But your point was the way you were understanding the Tosfos Bein Aparetz was this is a new. This, the kavana that you have from before goes on the pushing you do afterwards, and that counts.
I'm just saying he's defining that secondary push as the kavana that qualifies.
Okay, fine. Now, if that were true, the problem with that is if that were true, what would be the problem with that? Why can that not be true? Why can that? In other words, you're saying that the kavana really is a preceding kavana. It's just preceding the dechifa yisera, which now becomes the maisa. It's not the kavana on the original maisa. It's right.
It's and the separate
two separate maisas. And the second one is the one you're chayav for.
The second one is but apparently in this case, it's not just you're not the only guy that's chayav. The board guy's chayav.
Only for the nezek.
Like, what you're going to say is that he should be chayav for everything on the second dechifa, right?
Yes.
That's not maisa nezek.
But I'm saying what?
It's not maisa nezek. The second one, you didn't do it in nezek. The second dechifa.
Well, he's saying he wants to say. Let's say you say that what the Tosfos Bein Aparetz says is the second dechifa now becomes the maisa because that's the last thing that happened to the guy. So now that takes over. Let's say you said that. Let's say you say your first push and then you grab him and throw him in. So the second thing becomes the maisa. Let's say you said that.
Actually speaking, the first push we're saying for sure
he was going to go in.
For sure.
Yes.
Possibility
yes.
Gain
no.
So for sure would have done him in.
That has to be.
And then midway you
see him going down and you put your hands on him.
You accelerate it.
It doesn't even the acceleration isn't the point.
Whatever,
you put your hand dechifa. You give him another.
Right.
You were saying your point last time, which you seemed to be less. You were apoplectic last time, and
no,
you.
I was just again. My only point last time was like I don't buy the fact that you can read. The
okay, good. That's fair enough. But we can dispense with the notion that the point is. Apoplectic?
Yeah, isn't that like the one?
Freak out.
Yeah.
But my point was.
I think that's an exaggerated.
No, you were. I think you were as. I think you were. Let's put it this way. You were as contrarian as you
I'm
can
like
become.
Always monotone and like not.
You seem to be suffering now from a respiratory function. Okay, so here's why, but I think you're begging the kind of question because you're right. The reason you can't hold the second maisa is the maisa is simply because if that were true, then you have a real kavana and then you pater the bala bor from the nezek, which isn't the case. So the second maisa can't be the maisa because if it were, then there's no case because then it's just straight that the adam is chayav and everything. So the second thing can't be a maisa. It can only be kavana.
I'm not sure. What about the first? Do you still have the first maisa?
Yeah.
And if it was left entirely up to the first maisa, there would be a split. So maybe there is a way to work out
how?
That.
Well, the second, you're saying the second one is a new maisa. You can't have, which is the maisa? Which is the maisa chavala? But when you do the second one, you can't be chovah the guy twice without the injury. There's only one injury.
I'll go along with this. I'm saying I'm not sure.
Your question is more on the principle that the kavana could happen after the maisa. You're not trying to.
That's all I was saying.
Okay. You don't, the notion that there are two maisas and this is the second maisa, you're willing to, that doesn't work that well.
What I'm just saying now is if you do say that there are two maisas, one that was accidental, second one that had kavana to it.
Yeah, but then you have a problem because you pot to the bala bor.
No, what about the first maisa?
You're saying that's not a maisa. You can't have two, that doesn't make any sense to say you have two maisas, the first one counts even though you only have one injury. You can't have two maisas with one injury where only one injury happens. One of them has to be the maisa. Right? I mean, I'm not Greek, but I think that's right?
Is it even Greek?
Huh? I mean, like absolute, you know, I don't want to do that, you know, but I think it does in this case pay some dividends. That, you know, there's got to be, it makes most sense to say there's, it's the easiest for us to say that there's one maisa for one outcome. Okay, but then let's go back. The point is, I think what you're saying is, how do we understand the whole concept of Nishapech we never really talked about, which really is the issue. The issue is, the point is, Tosfos Bein Aparetz is saying, this is the case of Nafal Mirosh Hagag. That's what's interesting here. He's not just saying this is Dechifa Babor. He's saying this is Nishapech Ba'avir. He's saying it's the same thing. So that means we have to understand how Nishapech Ba'avir works. So if you remember that case was on Pei Vav, right?
Yeah.
Am I right about that? No. Chaf Zayin. It's the end. Chaf Zayin Amid Aleph. So if you remember, what's the case of Nishapech Ba'avir? So the case of Nishapech Ba'avir starts with Rabba, who says, Nafal mirosh hagag baruch she'enu mitzuy v'hizik u'biyesh chayev al nezik u'pater b'dal dvarim. You fall off a roof in ruach she'enu mitzuya, right? You're only chayev on what? On nezek, because it's like ones, right? So adam amazik, you're chayev nezek, but you're potter from everything else. Baruch mitzuya v'hizik u'biyesh chayev b'dal dvarim u'pater al boshes. If it's ruach mitzuya and you're a posheya and you're up on the roof and you fall, right? You're chayev b'dal dvarim and you're potter on the boshes. So let me ask you a question. You're chayev and dal dvarim. That means there's a chavala, right? There's a chavala that happened without kavana. Now, nafal mirosh hagag, when did your maisa start?
Wait, the chavala was
kavala. No, there's no nishapech yet.
But it's a ruach mitzuya.
So ruach mitzuya.
Doesn't that translate into a type of kavana?
No. Kavana, you'd be chayev boshes. You're potter. Ruach mitzuya means you're karev lemezid. You're posheya. Not kavana, posheya. So Rashi says, you're posheya because you should have known. If it's ruach mitzuya, you know you could fall. But the question is, in that case, when does the maisa chavala begin? In that case.
When does the roof?
When you fell off.
Well, if it's ruach she'enu
mitzuya. It's a ruach mitzuya now. Because you're chayev and chavala. So when does the maisa chavala begin?
When you go on the roof.
The maisa chavala starts when you go on the roof? Let's say you don't fall.
You start falling. You're airborne.
It can't be when you go to the roof. That's when you declare yourself as a posheya. Okay? But we would all agree that the maisa begins when you begin to fall, right? The maisa chavala is not when you make impact. The maisa chavala for sure is when you begin to fall. So how is it your maisa if it's just falling?
Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, so obviously the halacha is that once you're a posheya, we credit you for the nefila. This nefila is like your maisa, even though it's you know, these are bodies in motion, and it's not your own you know, these are not your own force. You didn't generate that force.
You're
owning it, right? So that nefila becomes your maisa. The maisa chavala is the nefila, right? The maisa chavala is the nefila. Okay, so if that's the case, what happens in this hapech ba'avir? Where happens there? Is that kavana before the maisa or during the maisa?
During, if not post.
Okay, so over there the maisa already began. So then you have the same question: how is it possible to have the kavana during the maisa? The maisa already started. That's what Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is really saying. He's really saying this is no different than nefila, because nefila, the chavala isn't the maisa chavala isn't the impact. The Maisa Chavala is the Nefila.
Right, but I'm saying you don't have to
hold say on. This. Let's just stick with the question.
I'm saying with this, in other words, you don't have to say that. It's redefining when he fell, when he was like all the way at the zenith of the fall, right? In other words, whenever midway through and he turns, he's redefining that Maisa then, but not retroactive.
Yes. No, it doesn't have to be. But what does it mean? What's the Chiddush though? What's the chiddush of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz Lagabe Kavana in this Maisa? What's the chiddush? Huh?
Why you say Kavana? Because you said this whole thing wasn't Kavana.
No, and this Hapech is Kavana.
And so is
the Chifa Babor. It's Kavana Lagabe Boshes. It's not Kavana Lagabe Nezek. Right? It wouldn't work Lagabe Nezek. Lagabe Nezek, this won't work. Because Lagabe Nezek, Lagabe Nezek, for you to take complete ownership, you have to plan this thing. You didn't plan it. Halfway down, you voted on it. That's all. So what does that mean? What's the chiddush then? Right? What's the chiddush? The chiddush, obviously, factually, is that kavana for boshes, kavana in this case, can happen b'shas maisa. It's not intention. It's not planning. All it is an approbation. All it is a vote. And a vote can happen b'shas maisa. All you have to do is give your imprimatur on the maisa and say, I'm down for this. Like your stamp of approval. This is my, I'm down for this. This is what I want. That's what the dechifa does. That's what Nishapech Ba'avir does. It's not intention. I'm not saying, it's not motor sequencing. It's not, I am going to motor sequence an outcome. How do I get this to happen? I do this. No. It's, this is going to happen and I want this to happen. Now, nefila mirosh hagag, if you're already falling on the guy, there's no way for that to be expressed. But if you could arrange it so that you wouldn't have, except that you switch your body over, right? So then in that case, even though the maisa already started, the maisa nefila already began. You're not changing the maisa nefila. All you're doing is approving this outcome.
Does that approval need to take place before the maisa is over?
It has to take place. It would seem so.
Why, Mishwar?
Why would it have to take place? He's saying like you were happy afterwards, like you were excited afterwards.
Make a public declaration.
It's not kavana. It's done.
No, it's not kavana, but you're approving it.
I think but the point is that the chiddush here is that kavana doesn't have to proceed. But for sure, once the maisa happens, there's no way to relate the kavana to the maisa.
All the political campaign things. It's like, I approve this message.
It's after.
It's still with the commercial going though. Okay. I mean, I don't think that this is the hugest point, but I think that you know, this does suggest, this is part of what differentiates kavana by boshas from kavana by mitzvah, let's say, or by iser, let's say, right? Because here you're saying that the kavana doesn't have to precede the maisa. The kavana happens as the maisa is going, and that's a different type of kavana. Right. That's more of a that has more to do with kavana as an expression of your will rather than of your intent. It's an agreement more than a plan.
As far as why kavana by boshas is different.
Why is it different? I mean, that's what we started with. We said that kavana by boshas doesn't have to do. Kavana by boshas has to do with taking a lav she'en bo maisa and creating a lav she'esh bo maisa around it. But that doesn't have to do. That's a different type of kavana.
Right. All this is lav she'esh bo maisa, lav she'esh bo maisa. Just approval. You don't need
that. Well, for boshas. In other words, because this is a pasuk v'shalchba. This is not a shah sugya of how do you make a lav she'esh bo maisa, a lav she'en bo maisa, lav she'esh bo maisa. Because there are ways to do that. But we talked about over here the problem with boshas happening afterwards and a maisa boshas and all those types of things. So this is a construct. But apparently it was agreed on that what's understood of v'shalcha yada, what's understood from that, is that the kavana that's required for boshas is not the same that we think about when we think about mitzvah, where we think about planning, motor sequencing, intention. It all that's required is that this is some expression of your will. There has to be, and that is good enough just to have a maisa, something in the context of the chavala that suggests you're in agreement with the outcome, right? More than just what would happen with a maisa nefila where you're karv lemezim. Well, apparently all that has to happen is that you agree with the nezek. And then there's another pasuk that tells you that if you have kavana for that, that's good enough for boshas. Okay, but all you have to have is kavana for something pernicious.
It's a little burden.
All you have to do, yes. Yep, it's a vote. All you have to do is vote. You don't have to plan. Okay.
How does that vote connect boshas to the action? I mean, if you have
kavana, it's shas maisa.
No, if you have kavana that this guy should be mivayish, then maybe I understand how that connects boshas.
You don't need kavana from the mivayish.
So how way does the kavana connect boshas to this action?
How does the kavana? Because in this case of nefila or in a regular case? In a regular case, if I say, I want to embarrass you, I want to slap you, there's no question that's kavana.
No, I want to slap you. I'm just angry at you, I want to slap you.
Okay, so there the pasuk tells you that's a limud. The pasuk tells you that, remember we did that, the sugya says that the Gemara of Vashalchaba Bimvushav teaches you. Why does it have to say Bimvushav? Vashalcha yada vahachzika Bimvushav. Vahechzika Bimvushav. That the redundancy there teaches you that you're chayev even when you're discavin lahazik velo levayish.
Does that include if you are.
Yes, for sure, kal v'chomer.
No, I'm saying, I understand how you have kavana for boshas that ties the idea of boshas to this maisa, therefore you can say that.
The bridge is the pasuk. I don't need the svara. I have the limud. The pasuk tells me.
Okay.
I'm good. Once I am this gavin lahazik, that's inclusive. The pasuk tells you that the kavana, whatever kavana is, voting or whatever, approbation, will, whatever that kavana, whatever we consider that, it's broad, and it's as long as your intentions for this person are pernicious, that captures it. Chavala inclusive of boshas. You don't have to think, when I hit the ground, I hope this guy's pretty embarrassed about this. All you have to be is, you know, this is what's going to happen to this guy when I do this. I'm down for that. Okay, so this is just one stop.
This is a short fall also.
The boar place or the Rosh Hagag?
Oh
yeah, that's true. There's no question. Yeah, it can't be killing. It'd be like first floor dorm type of thing.
First floor, you think like a guy like me if I land on someone?
No. Okay. So then, this is not. This is not the end of the utility of this, of the importance of this svara, though, because and the truth is, let me get the okay, so then I saw, in just reviewing this, I thought that this whole issue with Tosos and this issue of Kavana was kind of exhausted. We have more of the sugi to do in terms of Kavana, but I thought the whole kind of, you know, nebulous issue of, you know, of what exactly Kavana is required was done, until I saw that in a sefer that I just happened to pick up a couple of months ago, it's called, the sefer is called the Raze de Shavsai, I think.
Hi, my name is Audrey.
It's actually goes through and brings down all the interesting Rishonim and Achronim related to the sugya, and he brings down this Rambam, which you don't find anywhere else. None of the Achronim talk about this in relation to Kavana. One of the Achronim does. I'll tell you in a second, but in general, this isn't brought down as something directly related to Mavayish. But then, when you see it really is. So the Rambam in Nizke Momon Perek Yud Dalad Halacha Tezvav says the following: Eish Avra Vazika Es HaAdam VaChavlabo Hari HaMavir Chayev BeNezakov UbeShavto UbeRefuav Ubitsaro, Ubibashto, Kiilu Hiziku Biyado. He says that if you light a fire, if you're Mavir Eish, I light a fire in my own Rishus, and then it goes and it burns not just your property, but it burns you. The Rambam says, you're Chayev in Boshas. He says, Sha'afal pi she'ishu mamonohu, even though we hold that Eish we consider like your mamon, it's a machlokus we'll do in the Gemara. He says, Hari hu kimi shehizik bechitzav. He says, even though we consider ishu mishum mamono, we also hold that eish is like ishu mishum chitzav, that eish is like your arrow, eish is like your maisa, is like a maisa biyadayim, right?
Is this assuming kavana?
No, but yes. So this is assuming when you lit the fire, you had no kavana. You're just a poshea. I lit a fire. I wasn't shomer. There was a field. It burned. It went into your field and it burned you. The Rambam holds that you're chayev boshes for that. Aval im hazika behemto o boro es ha'adam, right? But if your behema or your boar was mazik and adam, right? He says eno chayev el benezek bilvad, right? Of course, you're only chayev nezek unless a person does it. But if a person does it, you're chayev mishum chavala. If an animal or a boar does it, that's just nezek. Sorry. If a person does it, you're chayev chavala. But inclusive of boshes. The Rambam doesn't say v'im nesgavein chayev afilu b'boshes. He just says you're chayev b'boshes. But we know that the Rambam holds that boshes requires kavana. That's it. That's an open halacha in the Rambam. That boshes is, nobody disputes that. That boshes requires kavana to be chayev. So the Rambam holds that if you're Mavir Eish, if you start a fire and you're not Shomer, that's considered Kavana by Boshes. Question is, how is that possible? Right? How is it possible that the Rambam holds that where you start a fire, right, and the fire goes and burns somebody, that not only is that a Chavala, but it's considered Kavana for Boshes?
The nature of fire,
or
more than that?
Hold on. Yeah, so the Rambam says in Perek, in the first Perek of Chovel and Mazik, Halacha, and Perek Rishon Halacha Yud, Eino Chayev ala Boshes Adjie Miskavein, Shinemar Vashalcha Yada, Aval Hamavayesh Chavera Belokov on a Potter, Lefikach, Yashain Ukiyotzebo Shabiesh Potter. Right? So someone who's sleeping, right? So in that condition, right, where there's no kavana, where you're absolutely asleep and you roll over and injure someone, you're obviously not going to be chayev for boshes in that case, right? But so that's a case of mevayah shelo b'kavana, right? But in any other case, it requires kavana. The Rambam says it. I mean, it's the open Gemara. It doesn't need the Rambam. But I'm just saying, you can't ever say, oh, maybe the Rambam doesn't hold that way. No, the Rambam holds you're not chayev until you're miskaving. So if that's true, how does the Rambam hold over here? You lit a fire, sha'avra vazika, it spread, and it damaged. Vazika is an adam, it burned a person. He says in that case you're chayev beboshes. Why? Because we consider it ishu mishim chitzev. We consider it like your maisa. Okay, we'll do the sugya now of how we consider it your maisa. It's important to kind of know. But even if we consider it your maisa, that doesn't explain how it's kavana, right? How is that kavana? It's not kavana. You weren't niskave, and this isn't even like the case of, at least in the Tosfos, there was a dechifa yisera. You voted. You said, yeah, I want that guy to fall in the pit, or you're a nishapech ba'aver. There's no nishapech. There's no dechifa. Nothing happened.
But the light and fire in the first place is an equivalent to the dechifa yisera.
You don't even have to know the guy's there. I light a fire in my property. I don't even know you're around. Right? I don't even know that you are, I don't have to know that you have property down the street or that this could burn you. As long as I am a posheya, when I do it, I don't have to know about you. As long as I'm a posheya, if you get burned, I'm chayev for boshes,
right?
Because it's considered miskave.
That wasn't the case by the wind, by the...
No, it certainly was not.
The case by the
wind...
Poshea, but not necessarily chayev.
For sure not. You're no. Posheya and you're potter from boshes. Right. Why? Because you're not in miskave. So this is absolutely not the same. Even though these cases would seem to be the same as Nafal Mirosh Agag Baruch Mitzuya. Okay, you're a posheya. But that's not kavana, right? You have to be in his hapech. It would seem to be analogous.
Not 100%, only because one is a case of nefilah. In other words,
that's even worse, though.
Was it definitive? This is a destructive act, definitively.
Yeah, but you were not.
You're creating, like, you by definition starting a fire.
Okay.
Is considered a conscious destructive act.
Well, that's starting the fire exactly. Isn't destructive. I mean, not being shomer, it is the problem.
That's the same. Okay. So I'm
okay.
That's different than just having a. Fall, you know, like
I know.
Like
okay.
On top of a roof where you know that you can fall.
Well,
there are strong.
No, it's not definitive. It's not definitive that you're gonna fall.
It's not definitive that the fire is gonna spread.
You light a candle.
I know, but that's the same thing. It doesn't always. Like let's face it. You start a fire. I think they're sort of similar. The whole point of Nafal Mirosh Agag Baruch Mitzuya is that that is as predictable as this. Huh?
The bear.
What?
Smoking
the
bear.
I mean, I think that the Shia is... I don't know that you could say... Well...
I'm just saying I see a little bit of distinction between lighting...
Because
and
of fire, you mean?
Because the nature of it is destructive, and here, like...
But, okay...
It's accidental. It's not intentionally. I'm not...
It's an interesting point, but I'm not sure if it explains how the Kavana thing works in. Kavana, you're going to have to, if you wanted to use that as an example, then you're just, if that's going to be the argument, then you're going to say because this is destructive, it's Kavana.
Well, the Shia, the fact that you leave a fire unattended is the Kavana.
I know, but what does Kavana mean then?
The gusts of wind is Kavana. The fact that you go on the climb up to rooms that have massive wind problems is Kavana that you're going to fall on somewhere. How's it different than that?
What do you mean?
He's saying that if you're saying that Kavana is kind of a metric for how poshea you are, then he's saying there's no difference there. There's no difference in Nafarosh Kug. I know, but he's saying it shouldn't be according to you. According to you, it should be that you're chayev just for you should be chayev just for going up there. You went from Rosh Agrag and a Ruch Mitzuya. That's crazy. Let's do the sugya.
Often you have your candles and they spread to become massive fires that have destroyed people's properties. It's not very common.
Or burned a dude.
Yeah, or burned someone.
All right, so let's do. Let's actually take a peek at the Gemara. But do you guys understand the problem of the Rambam? It's a big problem how the Rambam understands Eish and how he understands Kavana. Right? So this is on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Just to get into Eish a little bit, to understand how is the Rambam learning the sugya of Eish such that if you're Poshea by Eish, it's Kavana, but if you're Poshea by Nafal Mirosh Agag, it's just Karav Lemezid, and you're Putter from Boshas. How is the Rambam, that's where we're trying to go with this. How is the Rambam distinguishing these things? So the Gemara says, Itmar, Rav Yochanan Amar Ishu Mishum Chitzav. Reish Lakish Amar Ishu Mishum Mamona. This is a very famous Shah Sugya, right? So Rav Yochanan says Ishu Mishum Chitzav. We consider Eish like an arrow, right? We consider Eish like an arrow. So what does it mean? So I think there's a Rashi. Mishum Chitzav. Mishum Chitzav Chayavu Hakosav. De Ihu Ka'avid. De Havi Kazarek Chetz. Right? So the pasuk holds that the Torah holds that the person's chayev for Eish is as if he's shooting an arrow. Right? He's chayev, it's as if he did it. And it's like he's shooting an arrow. The movement of the fire goes, I start a fire, right? It's talking about where I start a fire. And the fire goes and burns someone else's field. So we don't consider that as if I start a fire and I'm chayav for what happens over there. We consider it as if I sent the fire over there. And the fact is, the pasuk, the lashon of the pasuk actually is ki yaver ish sade okerem vashilach es bi'ira. Right? Vishilach, he sends it. Right? So Vishilach implies he sends the fire. So it kind of makes sense. V'ishu mishum chitzev is not so far from that. Even though it's a case where all you did was light up a pshia. Right? Ishu mishum chitzev, Tosa says, lo shiyavir ba'atzmo ha'esh. He doesn't go and burn all the segments between here and over there. Ela kol makom shaposha v'lo shomer b'kachaltu chitzev ninhu. Anytime he's not shomer his little fire, we consider everything that happens there his chitzev, right? His arrow. So that's Isa. One shita is Ishu Mishum Chitzev. The other shita is Mishum Mamono. Kisharo or Bor Shehiziku, Rashi says. It's like your mamon. It's like the shore or the boar that goes and burns someone's field. It's like your own property. So you're chayev. Are you chayev Mishum Mamon Hamazik? Are you chayev because you're mazik with your own hands? Is this Adam Hamazik, right? Or is it Mamon Hamazik? So the Gemara says, V'Resh Lakish, my taima lo amar k'rav Yochanan. Why does Resh Lakish, who holds this is Mamon, why doesn't he agree to like Rav Yochanan, who says Ishim Ishim Chitzev? Funny, the Gemara starts like that, because truthfully, you'd assume that's Mamon, not Chitzev. That seems like more of a stretch. But the Gemara says, Amar Lach, Chitzev, Mikocho Ka'azli. Hai lo Mikocho Ka'azo. Because an arrow goes from the koach ha'adam, but Eish doesn't go from the koach ha'adam, right? Eish doesn't go from the koach ha'adam at all. So Rashi says, "Hi, lav mi kocho, the Eish me'aleha oleches v'dolekes l'merachok." Because Eish goes and burns from over there to over there with its own natural force. It's a natural law that guides the Eish, not the hand of the person. Okay, so that's why Ishu Mishum Chitzev is not so appealing, because it doesn't match what happens naturally. It doesn't match the natural law of Eish. So, V'Revi Yochanan, my time alo amak Resh Lakish. Rav Yochanan, why doesn't he hold like Resh Lakish? So the Gemara says, Amar Lach, Mamona Isbe Mamasha, Halesbe Mamasha. Because Mamona, if you want to talk about Mamon, there has to be something there, Mamashos. If you want to say your Mamon was Mazik, that's fine with a shore where you have the Mamon, where that's yours. Or even a boar, the Torah puts it in your Rishus, the Avir, the whatever, the Chavala, whatever, the Chavla Habor, right? Right? The Ham, sorry, not the Chavla, the Hevel Habor, the Chavato, the Chavala, right? They either the Hevel Habor, the Chavata Habor, something in the boar belongs to you. Whether it's the Karka of the Chavata, or the Hevel, the Miasma of the boar, whatever it is, that something there is yours. There's a mamashos there that has to be yours. But there's no hevel that we're talking about by Eish, right? There's no chavata by Eish. There's no mamashos. It's just combustion. So, and it's certainly not yours. It's just burning in between, right? So therefore, there's no mamashos. You can't call it mamon amazik. So that's the machlokas. The machlokas is it chitziv or is it mamon? The chitziv side didn't like mamon because there's no mamashos. The mamon side didn't like chitziv because there's not koach adam. Okay, that's why, not where we...
Why are they trying to fit into one of these two categories? Can't be its own category?
Well, the itmar, you only have two choices here. You get two.
Are they from the Torah, these choices?
Well, there are ways that you interpret that pasuk. I mean, I guess the point is you have the halacha of, we know that you're chayev mishum esh. Right? So Eish, there are only a couple categories for Nizke Mamon. Right? There's Adam Amazik, and there's Mamon Amazik. So there are two ways I could be Chayev for Nezek to you. Either my property damages you, or I damage you. So if it's my property, fine. There's a million things like that. That's shore, that's boar, that's whatever. If it's I damage you, how did I damage you here? Well, I certainly didn't walk up and burn you. So the only mechanism that connects me to you is I started this fire and it burned you. So therefore, the interpretation, at least the understanding, the mechanistic understanding of my obligation is because we consider this like Zrikas Chetz. The Eish is like, I was Zarat Chetz, it's Ishu Mishum Chetzav Amchayev. Of course, that's not the Svara, but that is that's the Pshat and what Ishu Mishum Chetzav means. Of course, we're going to have to understand what the Machlokas is. Why does it matter? What's the obvious Nafkamina? The obvious Nafkamina is in terms of Chavala, right? Because if you hold it's Ishu Mishum Mamono, is it possible to say that you're Chayev Mishum Chavala? No. It can only be if you say Ishu Mishum Chitzav. So without going through the whole sugya on Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, I'll tell you that maybe we'll just get to the place that the Rambam is paskening from. He said, the Gemara says, V'chi me'acher deman de islay mishum chitzav, islay nami mishum mamono. So the person, the shita that holds, really, if you hold ishu mishum chitzav, you really also, it turns out, hold ishu mishum mamono. It's not like they're necessarily exclusive. Okay? So that we hold, and this isn't so important that we get into this, but we hold that you are really chayiv ishu mishum mamono. You really chayiv ishu mishum chitzav, if you paskin ishu mishum chitzav. However, if you exhaust the possibility of chitzav to make you chayiv, like a case where the fire couldn't have gone mishum chitzav, like there was something that would have blocked it, right? But you could still be chayiv mishum mamono. We say you're chayiv mishum mamono. Don't ask me how you hold the two things and how chitzav is inclusive of mamono and what about the chitzav side saying that there's no mamashos. Okay, fine. But the point is, it turns out that at the end of the sugya, you could hold ishu mishum chitzav. That's really what you're chayiv for. But if you exhaust the chitzav, right, you could still be chayiv mishum mamono if there's a tzad to say that you're posheya. So what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says, "My benayhu, iku benayhu, lechayevo ba'arba dvarim." Because if you hold ishu mishum chitzav, you're chayev ba'arba dvarim. What arba dvarim? What are the arba dvarim? So if you look at Rashi, what does he hold the arba dvarim are? Rashi says, okay, l'chayvo b'dal dvarim. L'man de'amar mishum chitzav, nami mechayvinen le, im saraf isho yad adam, chayev ba'arba dvarim, nezek, tsar, rifoy, v'sheves. Aval boshes lo, de'amrinan b'shel hi pirkin, eno chayev ala boshes, ad she'e meskavein. Aval dal dvarim, chayev b'pshia. Oh, I'm sorry. Aval arba dvarim chayev de pshiyahi de havile la sukia daite she ruach moli chasa kida amrina b'shelhi pirkan nafel min agag baruch mitzuya chayev bedal dvarim upatr al boshes laman de omer mishum mamono patr. Okay, so if you hold ishu mishum chitzav, Rashi says if you burn a guy, are you chayev in boshes? No, it's exactly like what case? Nafel mirosh agag. Nafel mirosh agag, baruch mitzuya, you're karev lemezid, you're chayev mishum chavala, you're putter on boshes, because that requires kavana.
Can you just read it one more time?
That whole thing, the whole Rashi?
After
he's,
that, right?
Huh?
After the arba
dvarim. Okay, fine. He says, aval boshes lo, da amrinan b'shelhi pirkin, eno chayev ala boshes, ad she'e meskavein. Aval dal dvarim chayev, de pshiyahi, da havile la sukiya daite, sheha ruach moli chasa, just like ruach mitzuya knocks you off the roof, a ruach is going to carry the eish. Kida amrina b'shel hi pirkin, nafum in agag, baruch mitzuya, chayev b'dal dvarim, patur ala boshes. Right? So Rashi holds exactly the way you would think that you would hold, which is, it's the same case. Nafum mirosh agag is ruach mitzuya, nafum in agag is your posheya, so therefore, you're chayev in dal dvarim, but you're not a miskavein. So certainly there's a chavala. You're chayev because you did the chavala, but you're not miskavein. Good, Rashi's done. Ishu mishum chitzav makes it adam hamazik, right? But it doesn't make it boshes. That's where the Rambam holds it is boshes.
And the Mamo guy wouldn't hold that?
No, the normal guy, because it's not adam hamazik.
But the chiyuv is from the Mamo hamazik.
No. The chiv for chavala is for other logic.
Here, because we say in this.
Forget that. That doesn't matter.
With the fence being.
Who cares? That doesn't matter. That does not matter. The point of this is the chavala. All we're caring about now is the chavala, not what happens to the mamon.
I'm saying what's making you chayv in the mamon from the yesh? It's eshim mishim mamona, right?
What makes you chayv? I only care about the chavala. I'm not talking about the mamon. What makes you chayev in the chavala is the fact that we hold ishu mishum chitzav. As soon as you exhaust mishum chitzav, you're not chayev in chavala. You would never be chayev in sar.
I just to be clear on the facts, the chavala happened after you didn't expect it past that wall or before the wall?
The chavala happened when the guy got burned. If the fire could have made it there without the wall,
okay. Where was he in proximity?
He was on his field, you're on your field.
What I'm saying, was the wall separating or not?
Let's say, I mean, I don't know why, the sugya does have a wall, but let's say the wall was separating, but the fire burned the wall. The fire burned the wall down and then burned the guy.
The point that I'm just trying to clarify here is that, was he, like, in other words...
Why does this matter?
That's what I'm saying. It matters because I'm trying to figure out whether he could have known or should have known that this fire would go past it, or it's just something that was like
doesn't matter.
A freak occurrence that it went past.
It's a ruach mitzuya that could, yes, he should. The point is, he should have known it's a ruach mitzuya, and this fire had the capability to reach that guy without a freak event knocking the wall down.
I just see okay. What the case is, what it says.
That is the case, but I don't know, because I don't need to introduce all those variables to understand the machlokas, the Rambam and Rashi about chitzav and boshas. Yes, the case is the fire. This is only matters if the fire could have reached the guy without some freak occurrence. Okay, if the fire couldn't reach the guy, then you wouldn't be chayev, because that would not be mishum chitzev. That would be kalabo chitzev. That'd be
pshia wouldn't extend to that.
It wouldn't, right? Because there, it wouldn't. The chitzev. It's not that his pshia wouldn't extend in a sense. It's that it wouldn't be his chitzev.
It's like a new
yes.
Thing.
It's not his chitzev anymore. Yeah. His chitzev has to make it on its own.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Fine. So then we're left with what is the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, and what does the Rambam hold about Kavana? What's the Rambam sheet in Kavana? What's the machlokas, and how does the Rambam understand Kavana that will accommodate this case? How does the Rambam distinguish the case of Nafal Mirosh Hagag? How does he distinguish that case from Ishu Mishum Chitzav? It would seem to be Ishu Mishum Chitzav Baruch Mitzuya would be the same thing as Nafal Mirosh Hagag, and yet the Rambam holds you're Chayev Boshes in one and not the other.
I guess before we go, we should say. So I found that this question. I didn't find it. The Rav Zvi Shavsei found this, that the Halacha LaMoshe, which I'm sure you guys have not probably spent a lot of time with, 18th century Achron, early 18th century Achron. Asked the very question. He's not the first person to ask the question. Turns out, for next time, we'll do the tour, because the tour holds that, guess what? If you light a fire and it kills somebody, guess what you are? You're a rotzeach. Chayv misa. Even if you're just posheya, and you're not, because why? Well, presumably, because of the same thing. Miskaving, right? So Ishu Mishum Chitzav is now about to transcend, right? This Kavana thing is going to transcend Boshas now, and it's going to extend. It's going to extend. The Kavana issue here is going to extend through Eish to Ritzicha. Okay? And it's going to, so now it's going to ramify into both Boshas and Ritzicha. The Torah is using this. The fact that the Rambam holds the fact that Rambam holds this in the Skaven, he carries it to Ritzicha.
Yeah, but I'm saying just factually, it's Ritzicha like the Chicago, right?
No. It's Ritzicha like you get Misa. Beis Din's going to kill you.
No, but as the Chicago.
No, you're not going to your Mikla. Your
Chesed.
Life is death.
Well. Yes. I think, well, we'll look inside. I'm pretty sure that this is not talking about, we consider it, it's Karv Lemezit. It's Kavana. It's Niskaven.
It's like you, like,
you killed him.
Chicago.
You were Sarafim, you killed him. It's not Shogeg. Because that's not a Chiddush. That's not a Stribik Chiddush. This is talking about your Niskaven. This is actually Kavana. This is Ritzicha. And it comes from this Rambam. So the Rambam holds it's true by Eish, we consider this Miskaven for Boshes. Now the Tur appropriates that for Kavana for, and he, obviously, and this is why, that's what it seems to be. With the, that's how the Prisha learns the Torah. That is how the Halacha LaMoshe learns the Torah. We'll see the Torah inside, the different ways. That's the problem. Yeah, it doesn't have this case. The problem is this isn't anywhere open. Even the Rambam doesn't have that open. Where if you do this, you're chayev misa for killing a guy. So how is that? Okay, fine. But the point is that we're going to have a case now where you have kavana. This isn't just boshas anymore. This isn't a unique... What I'm saying is we're going to see that this isn't just a particular confluence of boshas and esh. This is a problem of Eish that has ramifications for Boshes and Ritzicha. It's an Eish issue. It's not a Boshes issue. Okay? It's going to accommodate Boshes. Okay? That's what we'll do for next time.